This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that BJP's manifesto is dedicated to youth power, women power, farmers and the poor. Strong expansion of social, physical and digital infrastructure is the top priority of the BJP, he added. Addressing a public meeting in Piparia in Narmadapuram district of Madhya Pradesh, he said that the government will continue all the schemes in the next 5 years. Referring to the birth anniversary of Baba Saheb Ambedkar today, Mr. Modi said, BJP has given a new identity to his contribution in modern India. The name of the digital payment scheme that people make through mobile phones is Bheem UPI, named after Baba Saheb. Mr. Modi said that this is Baba Saheb's constitution, due to which today the president of the country is the daughter of a tribal family. He said the BJP government also declared the birthday of Lord Birsa Munda as National Tribal Pride Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the need for a strong and stable government in the country in the wake of prevailing uncertainty and tensions in the world. In his address during the release of BJP's Sankalp Patra, the Prime Minister said that in such times of crisis, the security of Indians living in these regions is the priority of his government. He said the need for a strong and stable government with full majority increases manifold in India during such times. Mr. Modi's statement came at a time when Iran launched attacks on Israel yesterday. Hectic campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections has intensified with leaders of political parties seeking the support for their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a public rally in Mysuru and later hold a road show in the coastal city of Mangaluru. Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge will address a public meeting in Nagpur this afternoon. The meeting has been held to support Congress candidate MLA Vikas Thakre from Nagpur Lok Sabha constituency. Before that, Mr. Kharge will visit Dikshabhumi to pay homage to Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar on his birth anniversary. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will also address an election rally at Sakoli of Bhandara district to campaign for the official candidate of Mahayuti Grand Alliance for Bhandara Gondia Lok Sabha constituency this afternoon. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at his statue in the Parliament complex on his birth anniversary today. They also greeted the nation on this occasion. In a message, the President said, Baba Saheb Ambedkar, pioneer of social change and a versatile personality, made exceptional contributions to the country and society as a jurist, educationist, economist, social reformer and a political leader. Mr. Dhankar also urged the people to embrace the ideals laid by Dr. Ambedkar and work towards realizing his vision of a just and equitable society. The Prime Minister said with advancement of Dr. Ambedkar's vision, the new image of India is entirely different today. He remarked that Dr. Ambedkar's vision served as an inspiration for the development of the country. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and the Indian Army conducted successful trials of indigenous man-portable anti-tank guided missile weapon system. The warhead flight trials were successfully conducted at Pokhran firing range in Rajasthan yesterday. The anti-tank guided missile is well equipped with day and night top attack capability and capable of defeating modern armour-protected main battle tank. The Defence Ministry said the system is now ready for final user evaluation trials for its induction into the Indian Army. In IPL cricket, a match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Lucknow Super Giants is underway at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Lucknow Super Giants were 142 for 5 in 17.5 overs when reports came in last. Earlier, Kolkata won the toss and elected to field. In the second match today, Mumbai Indians will lock horns with Chennai Super Kings at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will start at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.